This past weekend, I led a workshop on practical privacy for travelers at a Peace, Love, and Vans event in Colorado. I spoke to an audience of van and RV enthusiasts about the growing surveillance infrastructure across the country that not only tracks where you drive, but who is in your vehicle, and sometimes even what you say in public restrooms. I also set up a tent to talk to people regarding their knowledge of and thoughts about warrantless mass surveillance. I had a lot of great conversations with people I met at Peace, Love, and Vans, and some of them consented to let me video record our conversations. I will be posting a few of those conversations on YouTube, and I will be including clips from other conversations in my upcoming documentary about the rapidly expanding surveillance state. One of my conversations was with Steve Johnson, who is a state representative from Wyoming's 8th House District. In this video, I will share the interview I did with Representative Johnson. Immediately following this interview, he invited me to work with him to draft a piece of legislation he is going to introduce in January 2027 to crack down on warrantless mass surveillance. He also invited me to testify before a House committee to explain why such legislation is needed to protect people's Fourth Amendment rights. A quick reminder before I show that interview, this summer I am holding a series of free, live events across the country called the Brushfires of Freedom Tour. Then, in July, I begin my 19-city tour across 16 states. Visit brushfirestour.com for details. These are all free events, but if you want to support my work protecting our rights through education and legislative efforts, I invite you to buy me a coffee or join my Patreon where I share behind-the-scenes information, seek your input on key questions, and post content I cannot put on YouTube. Now, on to the interview. I am Dr. John Padfield, and joining me this morning is Wyoming State Representative Steve Johnson. Steve, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, I'm glad I met you today. What a fantastic interview and conversation we've had, and it just fascinates me and scares the hell out of me.
I have been an opponent of warrantless mass surveillance for a long time. I've made numerous videos about it on my YouTube channel. And being in the legislature, we had a great discussion a moment ago before we turned the camera on, but you were sharing with me your ideas about legislation for Wyoming.
Yeah, I think we need to make this warrantless mass surveillance against the law. I mean, it infringes on our Fourth Amendment. We don't know what's happening to us. We're just blind as how much information they are attaching to us and how they can surveil us.
I'm 100% in agreement. I have no problem whatsoever if law enforcement has probable cause to follow the Fourth Amendment, get a judge to sign a warrant, and do what needs to be done. But it grates on me when I see private companies making videos for law enforcement that basically describe every citizen in the country as a suspect, and we need to figure out which suspects know each other and which suspects ride in each other's cars and where does everyone go, so that in the future, if we want to see where somebody was a month ago, we can look at their driving history, look at their electronic devices, and piece together someone's life without a warrant.
Yeah, so what the scariest part was to know that the electronic signal that you emit, if you have a pacemaker or a insulin pump, mm-hmm. a phone, earbuds, those will be tracked and attached to your license plate, plus anybody else that has that. If you're riding in the same car, that person will be attached to you. And so you have a string of suspects already.
Exactly. I describe flock cameras as the proverbial tip of the iceberg. That's what's above the surface because people can see and recognize a flock camera. The other technology is made by a company called Leonardo. They call it Signal Trace. And it's just a white square panel that you see on a pole. But that's the one that's tracking everybody's electronic devices. Fitbits, glucose monitors, any electronic device you have on you or attached to you if it's a medical device, that's being recorded. And I understand why they're doing it. If somebody gets in trouble with the law and they want to know who does this person know, well, here's the database. But that to me violates the Fourth Amendment. You're searching millions of innocent people warrantlessly, trying to find somebody in the future. And that just grates on me because I see that as a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment.
It is. We had a past YDOT director that wanted to have government state surveillance of your vehicle to send you a road tax bill in your mailbox for the amount of travel you did on state roads.
I'm from Indiana, and we accomplished that through a gasoline tax. The more you drive, the more gas you buy. And, you know, if somebody drives a more fuel-efficient vehicle, good for them. They're not buying as much gas, but the gas tax essentially does that. The people using the road the most are paying the most because they're buying more gas. And when it comes to electric vehicles, which is still a very small percentage, there are other ways of addressing that without having to track where everyone drives.
Exactly. I 100% agree. I think it's overreach by the government.
100% agree. You had mentioned the legislation. Can you elaborate on what you have in mind?
We've been discussing this, you know, in the interim committees with other legislators, and we are all concerned about the surveillance of big government, Big mm-hmm. Brother looking over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And we are, at this current process, looking for legislation. What would be acceptable to the us constitutionalists to not have Big Brother looking over our shoulder? And I don't think that law enforcement absolutely needs all of this. If they need something, they need to get a warrant. They can't just go to a website and mm-hmm. pick out your surveillance videos. That's terrible.
And it's so much more than just Flock. I've made numerous videos about Flock, but there's a company called Fog Data Science that tracks your phones. There's Leonardo. There's a company called Halo that makes microphones that are being installed in public restrooms listening for keywords. And I just see it as a growing surveillance infrastructure. I've used the term before, surveillance state, because that's really what this is turning into. One of the most troubling things that I have seen in a long time was a piece of legislation introduced in Florida this year, Florida House Bill 945. The language used in that bill was adversary intelligence entity. I simply refer to it as enemy of the state. State Representative Danny Alvarez in Florida introduced House Bill 945, and he used the terminology adversary intelligence entity, and the bill defines what that means. It's a government, non-governmental organization, corporation, business, group, cell, blah, 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 or individual. So an individual can be an adversary intelligence entity, but what makes a person an adversary intelligence entity is if your demonstrated actions, views, or opinions are deemed a threat to the interest of the state. And I thought, holy cow, if I hold opinions that you deem to be a threat to the interest of the state, number one, tell me what the interests of the state are. Because until 2 or 3 years ago, controlling CO2 emissions seems to have been the interest of the state. And then when somebody decided we needed more data centers, forget about CO2 emissions, that they don't matter anymore. We just need more data centers. So I don't know if controlling CO2 is the interest of the state or not. It doesn't seem to be anymore.
And these data centers will log all of this intelligence, this surveillance. It will stay there forever. And
absolutely.
Anybody can look into it. Tell me a little bit about the Flock camera and how easy it is to hack into there. They say it's secure, and it's not really.
The company, Garrett Langley is the CEO. He put out an email a couple of months ago to law enforcement agencies nationwide saying that he wants to set the record straight. And he put in bold, in all caps, Flock has never been hacked. And to me, that's a word game. Ben Jordan is a YouTuber, and he made a video getting inside of Flock's network.
And the only way that you can reconcile the fact that Ben Jordan got inside of the network and the CEO saying we've never been hacked really comes down to the definition of the word hacked. I use this analogy. If somebody leaves their front door standing wide open and somebody else walks into their house, technically that person didn't break in because the door wasn't even closed. So when Flock says we've never been hacked, their security is so poor you don't have to hack it, you just have to know which door is open and walk through. But the security is incredibly poor. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, he said his own words, Flock has a cavalier attitude about security, and I think that's being generous. But Senator Ron Wyden is one of the best senators when it comes to privacy issues, and I appreciate him calling out Flock for their lack of security.
Yeah, this is a scary time that we're in, and we need to do something about this. It's absolutely amazing. You know, this could even be used as in a divorce cases. Is that correct?
That's already happened. Dunwoody, Georgia, a woman going through a divorce, her ex-husband, I think they're ex-husband now, but he was a police officer in Georgia, and he was having someone run her license plates multiple times per day during divorce proceedings. Nationwide, there have been numerous police officers that have either been fired and or prosecuted for stalking because they were running ex-girlfriends and ex-spouses license plates hundreds of times. And the worst part is this normally didn't surface during a routine audit of who's been accessing the cameras. It usually happened when an ex-spouse was saying, my ex is showing up randomly way too often for this to be random. And then that launched an investigation that found out they had been abusing the Flock cameras.
So there's another situation of Flock in a daycare center. And this is even scarier for our children's sake.
Yes, I made a video on that a few weeks ago. I interviewed a recent father in Dunwoody, Georgia. He's an incredible individual. He has sent about 100 open records requests to the government, asking for audit logs, asking for contracts. Long story short, there was a daycare center in Dunwoody, Georgia. They tied their cameras into Flock. Under the premises, these are never going to be looked at by humans, but in the event of something terrible happening, like an active shooter, police would instantly have access to all the security cameras of the daycare center. Flock, in their terms of service, said, we don't look at these cameras. Then this father that lives near the daycare center, he asked for the audit logs, and the audit logs showed that there were employees of Flock that were regularly going in, not just looking at random cameras, they were looking at a couple of specific cameras, the children's swimming pool and the children's gymnastics area, which I don't know about you, but when I think of a grown man spending time watching other people's kids in the swimming pool or gymnastics area, my mind goes to some dark places about what's that individual's motives. But they were caught dead to rights. The audit logs show they were doing something the terms of service said they won't do. And when that happened, Flock said, oh, it's okay, we have an agreement with the city that allows us to use these cameras for demo purposes. And the same father that did the open records request, he said, oh, you claim there's an agreement? He sent an open records request saying, I want a copy of the agreement. And the city said, we don't have anything to give you. There is no agreement. So it's this pattern of dishonesty on top of the surveillance. I'm to the point, no matter what Flock says right now, I'm going to have a hard time believing it.
Well, that just makes the hair crawl in the back of my neck. I don't know what to say. It's upsetting.
Well, I'm a former Indiana representative. If I can be of any assistance in drafting the bill or helping to get the bill passed in Wyoming to start cracking down on warrantless mass surveillance, I would be happy to help out in any way that I can.
The Stop Warrantless Mass Surveillance Bill of Wyoming. I appreciate it.
That sounds great.
I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.